With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing all this weekend's big fixtures with Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily. We'll also be speaking to the managers at Buxton and Workington. Plus, we'll be hearing the post-match thoughts of the management at Corby Town, Spennymoor Town, Grantham Town, Whitby Town, Hensford Town and Frickley Athletic. Plus, we've got James Hayes too. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So, welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick Extra. We've got loads of interviews coming up on this week's show. Later on, we're going to be having a fixture preview as well with the delightful Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily. But before all of that, it's customary to start at the beginning. And in the beginning, there was Teagot. Hello, James Hayes. How's things?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. Thank you very much.
So, a cracking weekend of football. Firstly, may I offer congratulations to Blyth Spartans and Grantham Town. Both came on last week's show and both got superb wins. And we'll start with one of those results, and it was a biggie. Michelover Sports 1, Blyth Spartans 7. Sees Blyth Spartans now open a 6-point gap up at the top. And they have two games in hand over Whitby Town, who are in second. A cracking result, that, by Blyth Spartans.
Indeed so. I don't think anyone predicted that one to be a 7-1 result at all, the way Michelover have been. But Blyth showing what capability they have. They're now the top goal scorers in the league with that result as well. So going forward, and one of the form teams at this moment, Blyth's just started to pull away. But again, we've seen it with Rushall and Whitby, who have opened them gaps in the past. But now, can they just maintain the pace? That's the big question.
So a big congratulations as well to Sean Reid, who got four of those goals on Saturday afternoon. And we should say it's an away win as well, an away 7-1 win for Blyth Spartans. Cracking result, that, for them. Whitby Town, they had a proper six-pointer on Saturday. We covered it last week on EvoStick Extra. Whitby Town against Buxton. It finished 4-2. To Whitby Town in front of 282 supporters there on the East Coast. Sees Whitby Town going to second spot, as we said earlier. They have played a few games more. Sees Buxton drop to fifth position now, and it's an almighty playoff race now, I have to say. We'll cover off some of the movers and shakers in a second. But what do you reckon to that one? That's an important 3 points, that one there, for Whitby Town.
Again, going back to what I said last week, a crucial, crucial six-pointer just to keep in the title race. And again, I think I remember saying whoever lost out is going to have a mammoth of a task to get back up there, especially with the games in hand they've got against some of the teams in the chasing pack at the moment as well. Great win for Whitby Town.
It is very, very tight now, and not just for Whitby, but for Buxton as well. Very much still in this. After the match, though, on Saturday, Whitby Town Radio caught up with the manager at Whitby Town, Chris Harder.
Chris, a 4-2 win for Whitby this evening. Your reaction?
Delighted, really. Delighted in the respect that, you know, we've beat a team that's in and around us. Obviously, the four goals. The first 45 minutes that I thought was excellent. A difficult second 45 that I thought the lads navigated quite well. So, yeah, like you say, one of delight, really.
Right, but open the score, and it was a pretty poor goal to concede. Chris, do you think there was maybe one or two nerves in the very early stages of the game?
I think unfortunately, Shane's had a bit of a difficult back pass to deal with, and he's made a mess of it, in fairness. You know, and I'm sure Shane won't mind me saying that. One of them things, like you say, we're encouraging Shane to make the play, to get on the ball and spray the ball left and right. And sometimes things like that happen. We haven't seen it happen an awful lot. One of them things, like you say, line drawn underneath it, move on. Always show good character to get back in the game.
And the equaliser really saw Whitby on the front foot, didn't it?
Yeah, we've been working on that. We've been talking about that, about getting full-backs higher up the park, you know, making them wing-back positions into left and right wing positions. And like you say, we did that. It was a really impressive goal.
Word on Stephen Sirth's goal as well, Chris. It was pretty much a joy to behold watching that, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. Like you say, he's got some good momentum going onto the ball. You know, it looked like one outcome as soon as that first touch out of his feet, you know, came about. Like you say, it looked like one outcome.
And moving on to the second half, you mentioned that Buxton made it more difficult for Whitby. But it was a solid display all round, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, you probably look at the team sheet and you'll see Sendon's off, and you think maybe it should have been a bit more comfortable than what it was. But it sort of, the sending off seemed to knock us out of stride a little bit. sometimes that happens with sending it off and the change of the dynamics of the game. But like you say, we've navigated it and we've got through it and, like you say, got over the finish line there.
And quickly, a word on Rio, mate. We travel to work into next week. Is it looking as though he may be back in the side?
Yeah, I mean, Rio's stepped up his training. So hopefully, you know, there could be an inclusion for Rio in the squad next week.
Thank you very much, Chris.
All right.
So a big thank you there to Whitby Town Radio for that interview with Chris Harder. The playoff race now is so tight. Spennymoor Town are in third position on 49. Stourbridge are also on 49. They're in fourth. Buxton in fifth. They're also on 49. Rush Olympic in sixth. They're on 49. Workington in seventh. They're on 48. And Grantham Town, well, they're only 3 points back from Workington. They're on 45. It's so, so tight. Plus, as well, you've got the likes of Nantwich and Matlock Town lurking around and Ensford with games in hand. It's superb stuff. We started that list there with Spennymoor Town, moved into third position. They're on 49 points. That's 7 points off league leaders Blyth Spartans. They've done that by beating Colville Town by 5-0. Very, very impressive that from Spennymoor. And after the match, Alan White, coach at Spennymoor Town, he caught up with Spennymoor Town FC on YouTube.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for talking to us. We were at our best today.
Yeah, we were. We were right at it. They're not a bad team. I know, obviously, the scoreline sort of suggests differently, but they've won, I think, is it 5 out of 7 games? They've had some, and I think the only one of the teams that lost to was Blyth. They're obviously flying, so they're a decent team. We've got results, so we knew we had to be at it, and we know when we're at it and we're really at full gear and everyone's really on the game, we can do that. We can put in performances like that and we can turn teams over, and to be honest, we probably should have scored another 2 or 3. We've missed probably the easier chances. I think AJ has been superb when he's come on, and he had 2 or 3 headers saved from the keeper, and obviously, Glenn's missed a great header. Sparky's missed a volley at the back post. I think we've had a couple of 1v1s that we've missed. It was superb. And then the back four were superb. But what we did today was we had real energy through the midfield, which we didn't have in the away game. Where were we at the away game at Marine? We didn't get close enough. We didn't have any energy. We looked a bit flat. Today, our midfield was bang on it, and it was really good. So all around the pitch, we were better than them, which proved.
Yeah. And just one last thing, it was just yourself and Tommy on the touchline today. With the result today, does that mean Jay's stuck in the stands from now on?
It should be, because Tommy Miller's obviously got massive OCD, massive, ridiculous OCD. So everything's got to be the same for the next game, hasn't it? Otherwise we'll get beat. That's how it works in Tommy's world. So, yeah, I think, but I don't think Jay will go for that. I think he said he enjoyed watching it from the stand, because you get a good view when you get... It's sometimes nice to step back a little bit and watch a game from above. You get a better view, you can see things. He's coming at half time and he's like, well, you see, well, you know, a lot more than you can see from the bench. So in that respect, it's been a great thing. But asking him to do it again next week, I don't think he will, because he likes to be down there. He likes to be sort of with the lads and sort of putting his little... But he had his walkie-talkie. He had his walkie-talkie, but... Hey?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, he had his little walkie-talkie. We had little code names and all sorts going on, so it was good.
All right, good. Great. Yeah. We'll give it a go next week. Thanks
yeah.
very much.
Cool.
So, Spennymoor Town coach Alan White there speaking with Spennymoor Town TV on YouTube, and a big thank you to Spennymoor Town FC on YouTube for that clip there. And a big 3 points out for Spennymoor Town. Spennymoor Town, they're in third. Stourbridge are in fourth. Stourbridge have got games in hand. They are 7 points behind league leaders Blyth Spartans, but they do have one game in hand over Blyth Spartans, so that gap could be down to 4 points. Stourbridge beat Marine 2-0 on Saturday, and I think any suggestion that Stourbridge might be a bit, you know, every team we've ever spoken about at this level of the game who've had a good FA Cup run always have a hangover period after. Stourbridge haven't. They're really focused on this, aren't they?
They are indeed, again, unbeaten in 10 now with that result from Saturday as well. But they've come out of that, unlike many, many teams, and now they've got that, going for that extra push. They're not scoring a lot of goals, but obviously we've been trying to bogey in for weeks in, week out. So it's
whoa, we have not. Stop that now. It definitely has been a very pivotal weekend when it comes to the title race. Blyth Spartans have been milling around, certainly, and are now out in front. Spennymoor and Stourbridge have been lurking around in the background and have now catapulted themselves into the playoff positions. Whitby and Buxton are still there. Rushall are still there, but they did suffer a defeat on Saturday in a local derby, Hensford Town 2, Rushall Olympic 1. We'll get James's thoughts in a second or two. But after that match, Hensford Town TV on YouTube caught up with assistant manager at the club, Gary Birch.
So, Gary, is it nice to be back to winning ways today?
Yeah, definitely. We've obviously had a layoff in terms of football because of the weather recently. It's nice, to be honest, with the way the weather was overnight, we was unsure whether the pitch was going to be fit for purpose today. But thankfully, as you can see now, the ground staff are on it. He does a fantastic job, and thankfully we got the result today.
Also, I guess during that time when there hasn't been games on, has that allowed you to work on a few things with the team after the games against Stafford and spend more to fix?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I mean, it's give us, on one hand, you look at it and you think we just want to keep playing football and we want to get back to winning ways as soon as possible. But with a new group of players, it's been obvious that we've needed to work on different term in terms of shape. But yeah, the layoff has helped us on one hand, but just today we're just thankful that we've got the result. We always discuss team selection and we always look at opposition, their strengths and their weaknesses, how we can nullify their strengths and obviously work on our positives. And we just thought today the shape of the team was absolutely fantastic in the first half. We didn't give Rushall a kick. We said to the guys at half time, obviously we knew the way Johnny Allen works, that he was going to give him a roasting at half time, and we said to our lads that we have to come out in the second half and we have to take the game to them. We can't afford to sit back. Teams at this level are good enough to have periods in the game where they play for 10-15 minutes, and you just have to be nice and solid, keep the shape. And the disappointing thing today is I think we earned a clean sheet today. But, you know, taking nothing away from the performance, I thought from start to finish, I think everybody can say that we deserve the result today.
Would you say that was the best performance since the Workington game?
I don't think we've been playing badly. But what we have been doing recently is conceding a lot of goals. Now, when you go away to Spennymoor and the places like that, what you can't afford to do is go away from home and think to yourselves you've got to score three or four goals to try and get a result. So we've tightened it up today in terms of the shape and the personnel. And what we're always going to do here at Hensford is that we're always going to create chances. And we've created a lot more today again. And on another day, Spencer probably could have had a couple. Vinnie could have had a couple. So when you look at it, it's not been a bad day.
And a big thank you there to Hensford Town TV and Tallman Video for that clip there. Assistant manager Gary Birch from Hensford Town. It's been a bit iffy for Hensford in recent weeks, but that steadies the ship. Sees them now 6 points from the playoff positions, but they do have 2 games in hand. They are in 10th position at the moment, but still well and truly in this playoff race.
Rushall Olympic will not have liked that result whatsoever. It's just at the wrong time for winless in 4 now.
It's been a good weekend for Workington. Workington now a point from the playoff positions in 7th. A good 2-1 away win at Matlock Town. A very, very good result that for Workington. Leaves Matlock in 11th position. However, 6 points from the playoff positions, but they do have 4 games in hand over Buxton in that final playoff spot. So that match could have gone either way. So difficult to assess anything from it, really. Matlock against Workington, but a good win for Workington, nevertheless. It feels like it was a very, very important result, this one that we're going to talk about next. Stafford Rangers 0, Grantham Town 1. Going into this, we spoke to Adam Stevens last week from Grantham Town, and we said this is really pivotal, really, because Stafford Rangers have been on a hell of a run of late. Grantham Town are up there, but you have played more games than anyone else. So really, this is a good indication of where Grantham are. And here's Danny Martin, assistant manager at Grantham Town, after that match.
Danny, before the game, when myself and Adam Stevens spoke, he said you were expecting a bombardment from Stafford, and certainly got that. But for those 90 minutes, the Gingerbreads have shown that they can stand up to anything that can be thrown at them.
Yeah, definitely. But Stafford are more about that. I mean, end of the day, just because they've got the physical players, they've got good players all around, got a good management team, and all credit to their guy after a bit of class. All four of their management side have said that we shaded it and fair play to them. But what a game. What a game on an advert.
It was certainly blood and thunder first half. A couple of yellow cards shown. There could have been a few more. Some things that the referee missed. But neither side was giving any quarter in that first 45 minutes.
Well, that's what football's about, isn't it? It's, someone used to say, I don't know who it was, probably a mate, said it's a matter of life or death, isn't it? That's how it was. What a game. Fans are involved. Linesman's involved. People over their houses are involved. And that's what football's about.
And the chances that that came in that first half nearly all came to Grantham. But for a good goalkeeper performance by Adam Whitehouse in the Stafford goal, the Gingerbreads could have been 3 or 4 up at half-time.
Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, they've had a little half chances as well. But a real tight game and finished off with a great finish by Lee Shaw, who was head and shoulders above anyone else on the pitch.
Best chance that Stafford had came just shortly after half-time. They probably look back on that and think, well, that was their opportunity. But your side tends to put that kind of thing behind them these days and just get on with playing the game the way they want to.
Got to get on with it, yeah. There's the decisions that ain't going your way, but just get on with it. Keep doing what we're good at. Keep getting better each game, and we'll take the next game as that comes.
Now, Grantham have got some big games coming up. The side forced themselves into the top 10 of the EvoStick Northern Premier League. Can Grantham stay there for the rest of the season?
I ain't going to say we're going to stay there or not. I'm just going to tap the next game. Cliche like Steve, Mr. Cliche Man, Adam Stevens is. Just going to work really hard with the lads. They're enjoying the football. And it was an enjoyable afternoon. Similar to the Ansford game when we lost 1-0. That was enjoyable.
You'll be spending a little bit of time on the bench, you and Dennis, without Adam after an incident in the first half that saw him sent to the stands. But he was able to contribute still to the game and to how Grantham played.
No, he's a top man. End of the day, he's got passion, so is everyone else. That's what football's about. Some things go a little bit too much, but let's get on with it.
Danny, thank you very much. Well done today.
Thank you.
And a big thank you there to Grantham Town on YouTube for that clip there. That was Danny Martin, assistant manager at Grantham Town, following that excellent win against Stafford Rangers on Saturday. Grantham to win 1-0 away from home in that one there sees them in 8th position, 4 points from the playoffs. They have played a few games more than everyone else around them, but that is, what do you reckon? Grantham are the proper dark horses now, aren't they? Flying under the radar.
Yeah. They are indeed, but again, the number of games they've already played is going to go against them, I reckon. I think Nantwich and Hensford start catching up in the games. Obviously, they've got the points on the board, and that's the important thing. It can't necessarily affect them results. It's great to see them up there after the last couple of years, and again, unbeaten in 10 as well. 23 goals out of 10 games, not something we know from Grantham in the past, showing a good solid defence as well. So
yeah, well, it sees Stafford Rangers dropped to 15th after a brief spell, I think in 13th before this weekend's matches. Stafford Rangers are now 11 points from the player positions, but they do have 4 games in hand still, so not out of it by any means. Nantwich Town 2, Barwell 2. Barwell 12th, Nantwich Town in 9th. Nantwich Town are 5 points from the player positions, but they are 3 games in hand. So when it comes to it, Barwell are a tricky side. We've seen loads of teams above Nantwich get beat by Barwell this season. So a point against Barwell isn't necessarily the end of the world. Now let's go down towards the bottom end of the table now. That's the top 12 all done and dusted. Let's go down to the bottom end of the table. A very, very important weekend just gone in the relegation battle down the bottom end. And, well, what a weekend it's been, really. Frickley Athletic 2, Sutton Coldfield Town 0, sees Frickley Athletic open up a 6-point gap to the relegation places now. A very, very important win that. Frickley still have 2 games in hand over Sutton Coldfield Town. Here's Lee Morris speaking to Frickley Town TV on YouTube after that match.
OK, Lee, here we go again. Usual question, thoughts on today's game?
Good 3 points. I thought everyone to a man were better than them. They worked harder. Everything that we worked on in midweek, at training, that we've had 2 hard sessions, the lads took it out there and did it, and you know, we hit on earlier. We're beating teams round us now, yep. You know, and I think we've gone 2 points off Ailes Owen, which is massive, yep. Massive in the relegation battle.
Yeah, we touched on discipline last week. Really pleased again. No cards at all this week, so that's 1 card in 2 games.
Yeah.
In the face of some pretty robust challenges, shall we say?
Yes. I give them a new fines list in midweek and one or two of them on. But like you say, you can't ask any more because there were one or two naughty challenges out there. And to keep 11 not getting booked at all is fantastic from, you know, where we were getting booked every week. I'm really pleased with it, lads.
Yeah, and you touched on it already. More points on teams around us, that's invaluable.
It is because I think we've opened up a gap now of 6 points or something with two games in hand. It's good. We've just got to keep going now, get on a run, bit of a snowball effect, and if we can go, you know, win Tuesday night, that's 3 on bounce.
Yep.
You know, and we've got to keep going, and we go to a tough one next week, Culver. Like I say, nice spirits again, because we're playing well. I thought Wade and Curly did well up there.
Yep.
You know, they look a good partnership, and just the lads, they work their socks off, and that's all you can ask as a minimum of the lads, and they really have dug in today.
So big thank you there to Frickley Athletic TV on YouTube and Lee Morris there, manager of Frickley Athletic, speaking after that 2-0 win for Frickley against Sutton Coldfield Town. I'm going to throw in a couple of other results as well, so we talk about the relegation more widely, James. Ilkeston 0, Corby Town 1. Corby Town, obviously, they've had this mini revival of late, a superb result that. Not the result, really, I think Ilkeston were after. That sees Corby Town open up a 4-point gap to Ilkeston. Ilkeston do have 4 games in hand. Corby Town are now 7 points behind Frickley Athletic. But as we said earlier, Frickley Athletic have got 2 games in hand over everyone else around them. And lastly, Warrington Town 2, Skelmersdale United 0. That sees the gap now for Skelmersdale to safety to 13 points. But back to that match there, Ilkeston 0, Corby Town 1. And after that vital win there for Corby Town, Gary Mills, the manager at Corby, caught up with Corby Town TV.
Gary must be pleased with that win.
Yeah, pleased with the win. The performance wasn't at our best, but 3 points in the bag and we move on.
Almost seems like there was a bit of nervousness out there, perhaps on both sides. Maybe it was a case of we didn't want to lose, you know, and it got a bit frantic at the end, really, didn't it?
Yeah, well, this I think is the first time since I've been here, and this group of players, is that we were probably favourites for the game, and for the lads to deal with that mindset of coming here and the pressure was on us to win, because obviously Ilkeston are in a bad run of form, and it's the first time since I've been here where people are expecting us to win the match, and as I say, it's a totally different mindset for the players. To have the pressure put on them that they have to deliver and have to go and get 3 points, which they did. Scrappy wins and stuff like that, like, builds togetherness, so that's another tick towards that, and the lads stood strong and another clean sheet, so all in all, delighted.
That's a pretty good start to 2017 overall, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in good form. Say five games, we drew 2, won 2, lost 1, obviously picked up a win today. If we can replicate another five games of similar, then I've every faith that we'll be closer to getting out of it.
Okay, Gary, thanks for your time.
Cheers, thank you.
Well done.
And a big thank you there to Corby Town TV on YouTube. That's the post-match thoughts of Gary Mills there, manager at Corby Town. So, James, it's been a very important weekend for the relegation picture. What do you reckon? It is too early to say what's going to happen next, but it all we can say, really, is that it has been very, very pivotal.
Yeah, I think Frickley winning is what is not just a defeat. He's not just suffering for cuts on Goldfield. That's going to affect the entire bottom four, because, again, now it's put Corby out of the striking range at this moment as well. I think that was the pivotal weekend for the relegation, in my personal opinion. Frickley Athletic have got everything in hand, and then you look at them likes of Marine and Hales, and again, they're distant away themselves at the moment. But with the games in hand they've got as well, it's looking more and more likely the bottom four could now be the bottom four, sadly. Corby Town, again, that mini revival is fantastic for him, but they now need a lot of results to go up for him.
They need snookers now,
yeah, exactly.
Essentially. Just to finish off with one last result, Ashton United 2, Hales Owen Town 1, leaves Hales Owen in 19th position, sees Ashton United go up to 13th in the league. Hales Owen now are 2 points ahead of Frickley Athletic, and they're 8 points ahead of Sutton Coldfield Town. Just to add, Hillsoway do have 4 games in hand over Sutton Coldfield Town and 4 games in hand over Corby. So still a very, very big ask. So, James, it's now time for our Integro Dudeson League Cup Dudeson second round roundup. And there's been some matches this past week in the Dudeson second round. Buxton 4, Nantwich Town 3. What a result that for Buxton. What a game of football that is between those two MPL Premier Division sides. And Matlock Town 2, Basford United 2, Basford winning 9-8 on penalties. Absolutely astounding. What two cracking games of football there in the Dudeson.
Obviously, whilst we was in the dark depths of Ramsbottom last night, no yes. pun intended, I was actually reading the tweets for the Basford game, and my gosh, that was a fantastic, what an effort that was from both sides. Lose 9-8 on penalties, and I think every penalty bar one went in as well, looking at the...
Well, clearly, James, someone had to win.
I mean, it's very rare you see 17 straight penalties get scored as well. So it just shows what effort both teams have put into getting the competition this year. The teams that are left in this are going to be the teams that you'll be looking at. Hang on, going to be the teams that will be paying more attention to it.
A couple of matches still hanging on. Farsley Celtic against Goole and Leek Town against Gloucester North End are second round matches. However, the third round, as James rightly points out, does kick off next week. On Monday, we've got Basford United against Chase Town and Stourbridge against Grantham Town. Two cracking fixtures there. Whilst on Tuesday, Rushden and Diamonds are hosting Spalding, Buxton are hosting Newcastle Town, and Scarborough Athletic are hosting Tadcaster Albion. Boom!
What a derby.
That's a six-pointer, isn't it?
Yeah,
in a cup game. Anyway, James Hayes, thank you for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. Anything else to add before we draw a line under your bit of the show?
Yeah, just a quick one about some of the transfer news from the last couple of days as well. One big move in Division 1 South, seeing one legendary NPL name come back into the fray in the form of Leon Metton. And then two big moves in the...
Where's Leon Metton gone?
He's going to Spalding.
Right.
And then, obviously, you've got the two big moves into the pros for Mr. Dan Scowers of Stourbridge. And as of recording, he's just literally gone on to the MPL page.
Wow.
Raul Carrera of Ratcliffe Borough has just been... is now on trial with Blackpool.
Breaking news, everyone. Congratulations to everyone. Obviously, us as pundits and all the listeners already know this. The quality of footballer at step 3 and step 4 of the non-league game is great, and they're cracking footballers. There's a lot of hidden gems, and it's about time that football league clubs cottoned onto this and came fishing and invested some money in the game down in step 3 and step 4. It's superb stuff, and long may that continue. I think every club should be, and every fan should be, happy to offer a springboard to these talented footballers to go on and prove themselves at higher levels. It's superb stuff.
Indeed. So, and again, I'm looking at must be at least 10% of the talent in the Premier League now alone that has started in non-league football. You look at the money that's been invested by it recently, and it's now paying off. Rather than just looking for foreign talent straight away, you're going to be looking at more and more scouts coming to non-league games and paying attention.
Well, James Hayes, on that positive note, that is the end of your bit of the show. It's now time for our fixture preview. James Hayes, thank you for joining us.
Please, mate.
So, a big thank you there to James Hayes, but it's now time to look to the future. And looking to the future with me, well, I think one of the things he'd be looking for is some kind of warmth, because he's outside at the moment. It's Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily. Hello, Mark. How's things?
Hi there. It's freezing. That's what it is.
Absolutely. So, just to let everyone know at home, coming up as well, we've got interviews with Lee Andrews, one of the joint managers at Workington, as well as Martin McIntosh at Buxton, coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, all part of this preview for this weekend. However, one thing that we need to talk about before we get going properly is the news about Tommy Lawson. Now, we're recording this at 8 o'clock on Thursday, and Sam Elliott, chief reporter at the non-league paper has said that he's tweeted that he's heard that Tommy Lawson is no longer with the club after 11 years. It's slightly surprising in one way because he has been with the club for so long and he has been working with a very limited budget there at Skelmersdale United. But it is surprising as well at the same time.
Well, it is, like you say, he's been there. You know, he's been a stalwart of the club. And to be honest, the job he's done can't be underestimated. I know we always have this comment about that they got so far and it always looked as if they were going to get promotion, but they never quite came off. But let's not ignore the fact that at a club with moderate finances and a moderate setup, he's done a wonderful job. And, you know, there was the talk of a budget cut, I think it was just before Christmas, which wouldn't have helped him. The squad seemed to get decimated a bit. But he's done a fantastic job, and it is genuinely sad to see him go because he is one of the characters of the league and one of the more sort of well-known managers around the league as well. So we'll be sorry to see him go.
And it's not the best of build-ups as well, because this weekend, obviously, Skelmersdale are hosting Spennymoor Town. But then again, Spennymoor Town, you know, Corby Town. It was only a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? So it is possible, but Skelmersdale have got a big job on now and a kind of looking towards next season, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, but you never know. This sort of thing can sort of reinvigorate the club and the players. And, you know, if it is to be a new manager in place for Saturday, it may sort of give them a bit of an extra boost to try and impress. I am clutching at straws here, by the way. But you just never know. It's one of those ones where it could work for them. It could work against them. Spennymoor do go in there in good form, in good goal-scoring form as well. Yeah, you've just got to fancy Spennymoor with the firepower they've got.
Skem, by the way, 13 points from safety at time of recording, so it is quite a challenge for any incumbent manager coming in there at Skem at the moment. But we wish everyone well at the club, and obviously we wish Tommy Lawson all the best for the future. He's a cracking man and a cracking manager, and a stalwart of non-league football, and I'm sure he'll bounce back soon enough. Right, so it's now time then to look towards the top end of the table. We mentioned Spennymoor Town there. They've got a game against Skelmersdale United. They're currently 7 points off league leaders Blyth Spartans. Blyth Spartans are hosting Matlock Town this weekend. A very, very tough game this one for Alan Armstrong's men. But they are in very good form, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, it was quite an interesting week last week for them. You know, you look at two tricky games that they had where they could have slipped up. Two games that could be seen as banana skins, to drag out all the cliches. But they coped very well. A wonderful result at Skelmersdale, a place that Spartans traditionally don't do very well. I don't think they won the league in the last 4 years there. Then to go to Mickleover and come away with a win in the manner that they did, and by all means, it could have been more than seven. They are in great form. They are back on the home patch, and it's always a little bit different there because, you know, when you're at home, the emphasis is on you to take the game to the opposition, which some may think would suit Spartans, but Matlock will be well set up. You know, the management team there have got them organised and disciplined. They'll go there to no doubt try and win the game, but they will go there to consolidate first and foremost, and I'm sure it'll be a tough task for Spartans. I think they'll get the win, but it won't be a hammering like they've done in the last two games.
While we're talking about Matlock, we can lead on to the next fixture as well, Workington against Whitby Town. Now, we're going to hear from Lee Andrews in a second at Workington, but just a mention for those scenes last week between Workington and Matlock. Yeah. It was a remarkable situation that went on there at that game.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about being a non-league fan. Has there been any bigger display of that sort of phrase in the Evo Stick in the last 10 years? I mean, fantastic from the two Workington fans, who obviously saved the life of the Matlock fan. Fantastic from both clubs' supporters as well to donate to the air ambulance cause. Just a remarkable day, and let's hope for a quick and speedy recovery to the gentleman who had the heart attack.
Absolutely. Now, we'll hear your thoughts in a second, Mark, with regards to Workington against Whitby, but let's hear what co-manager at Workington, Lee Andrews, has to say about this fixture. So, a very big match this weekend involving Workington and Whitby Town, and joining me now is one of the co-managers at Workington. It's Lee Andrews. Hello, Lee. How's things?
I'm good, thanks.
So it is a big match this weekend. Workington have been on a very good run of late. Are the side where you expected them to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think we always say we take one game at a time, but obviously we would like to have a few more points on the board throughout the season. But we're in a position, we said at the start of the season, if we're there or thereabouts come January, normally we're strong in the second half of the season, so hopefully we can kick on from there and push up a little bit further up the table.
The first half of the season's been very interesting to watch for Workington, because you haven't half been to-ing and fro-ing, but it has been a bit of a transitional season, especially the first part.
It has, yeah. I think we came in at pre-season, we're probably on paper our strongest squad that we've had for a few years with some of the players that we brought in the summer. But we've been unfortunate, we haven't had a settled side, we've had quite a few injuries, a few suspensions, so it's been difficult to get that run going.
When we talk about the playoff picture at the moment, obviously Workington last season, very much a part of the playoff picture. This season though, coming into the second half of the season, there's so many teams. I mean, you're in seventh, but you're 2 points from second. It's a crazy season at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've said that all along, all throughout the season, that anyone's beaten everyone in the league, so I think it just takes a team or a couple of teams just to get that little run going, pick up 3 or 4 wins on the trot, and it can catapult you up the table, which has happened to us. Obviously, within the last 3 games, we've shot back up there towards the playoff positions.
And how important is it? I mean, we've said this a couple of times on the show, that in the top half of the table, essentially, there's only Workington and Blythe, really, you've got experience of this kind of thing. How important is it to have that element of experience still left in the squad at Workington?
I think it's quite big. It's obviously, if the lads have been there and done it, it's going to be an advantage. I mean, there is pressure that comes with the games. People expect you to be winning the games, but I think the lads can go and play with a bit of freedom, because the pressure is really the bottom of the table when you're fighting for your lives. When you're up near the top of the table, it's not real pressure, really. So although the experience has come into it, I think there's new lads into the squad who have settled in well, and it's new to them, and I think that they'll be fine with it as well.
And we mentioned it, that this game this weekend, Workington against Whitby Town, to say it's a 6-pointer is, I think, a bit of an understatement. It's probably a 12-pointer if such a thing existed. It's a very big game, but it's one of many big games to come for Workington this season. What are you expecting from the visit of Whitby this Saturday?
Well, we know a bit about them. We've obviously played them twice already this season, played them in the FA Trophy as well, so we know a bit about them. We know how they like to play. Maybe the conditions at Borough Park might not suit their game, with the heavy pitch and with the weather we've been having. So we say every week we're confident in what we've got in our dressing room, that if we go and perform, we're more than a match for anyone in the team. So not disrespecting Whitby or anything, but if we go and set out about our game and do things properly, we think we'll be okay.
And full personnel going into this game as well?
Yeah, we've got a full squad to choose from. We've obviously, Joe McGee left last week, went off to Buxton, and brought a young lad, Sam Jolin, who came on for the last couple of minutes last Saturday, and made the winner for Jack Ryan. So yeah, we've got Joe, Sam in, but apart from that, everyone else is fitting round to go as well.
Well, it's a cracking playoff race at the moment, and title race really as well. We mentioned it numerous times, it could be one of 17 teams essentially can make the playoffs at the moment. It's cracking stuff, and it's good to see Workington up there challenging as well. And Lee Andrews, co-manager at Workington, a big thank you for joining us and taking the time out of your busy day, and I'm pretty sure we'll have you on towards the end of the season when we're doing the big title running specials.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
So a big thank you there to Lee Andrews of Workington for joining us. Workington against Whitby Town this weekend. It was looking a bit wobbly for Whitby, but it's amazing what one result can do. but then again, Workington, I think they've got the bit between the teeth all of a sudden, haven't they?
It's funny because I think people have been distracted by off-field goings on at Workington. Obviously, the chairman stepped mm-hmm. down, Derek Townsley left, but to do that would be ignoring the fact that they still have a very, very talented squad there. They still have a very good management team. And they're still a very, very good club. And a club that have recovered well from relegation, which I know was, you know, 2 years ago now, but they've recovered well from it. And they've sort of steadied the ship a bit. And they're ready to go again now. And I think the next step's going to be key for Workington. You know, they do need to bring in something to give them that extra boost to get into the playoffs. I think they will. I think they'll get in there because I think they've got enough about them. But it is a tough game. Whitby are a very good side. You know, I don't think anyone saw them where they're going to be in the league table at this point anyway. But I say this every time I come on. They've got a great manager in Chris Hardy, someone who I really rate quite highly, someone who I think could go higher. And there's every chance he could do that with Whitby.
And as we just said then in that interview with Lee Andrews, Whitby in second on 50, Workington are in seventh on 48 points. It's so tight. And behind them is a posse of teams who you could make an argument quite easily to say, oh, they'll be in the playoffs come the end of the season. One of the teams who a lot of people would suspect might be in the playoffs are the team in fourth at the moment. That's Stourbridge. Stourbridge are travelling to Sutton Coldfield Town. And following last week's result between Sutton Coldfield and Frickley, this really is now a very big game for Sutton Coldfield.
It's a massive game, and I think if you're going to play someone in a massive game, the last team you'd probably want in the league would be Stourbridge. You know, they get themselves up very well for games like this. For me, Stourbridge, sorry to go on to them quickly, but I think they're the dark horses for the title. I think they're really in with a shout of it. Yes, they've lost Dan Scar, which is a big loss, but I interviewed Gary during the week, Gary Hackett, and he suggested that he thinks he's got players there that that can replace Dan. He also said that they wouldn't sign someone for the sake of it, despite having a bit of finance behind them because of the Dan deal. For me, they are dark horses for the title. I wouldn't be surprised to see them have a big say in who goes up. For Sutton Coldfield Town, it is a must-win game, I think, and it's one that could define the season. It wouldn't just be a big win in terms of 3 points. It would be a big win in terms of giving them a bit of belief, giving them a bit of confidence going into the running. And I don't think they'll get it, if I'm honest, but that might boost them because my predictions are generally terrible.
So the gap between Stourbridge and Blyth Spartans is 7 points, but Stourbridge do have a game in hand. And I'm going to say this. I'm saying this in front of Matt Carruthers, so it's fine to say. Blyth Spartans have form of being chased down and caught. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's a low blow.
People would expect me to say that. I'm just saying, and I love Alan Armstrong. I think he's great. Anyway, moving along. But I also love Gary Hackett too. Right, I'm moving on. Speaking of managers I love, Martin McIntosh at Buxton. Buxton against Warrington. Buxton are in fifth. They'll be looking to bounce back this weekend with that match against Warrington Town following the defeat at the Turnbull against Whitby last weekend. We'll hear Mark's thoughts in a second, but here's me speaking with Martin McIntosh on Friday. So a big match this weekend for Buxton against Warrington Town. And joining me now, we're joined by the welcome return. It's Mr. Martin McIntosh. Hello, Martin. How's things?
I'm fine, thanks, Ben. And you?
I'm all good. So we're entering a very, very interesting stage of the season now. Quite a run in we've got. We've got about, 17 teams or something still capable of getting the playoffs. Buxton well and truly in the mix. Been a bit of a sticky spell over the last couple of matches though, but as I was saying to you off air, I saw you at Stafford and we've heard from Chris Hardy with regards to the Whitby match. Both matches could have gone either way, really.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think the sending offs have killed us, really. We've had three sending offs in the last two games, so we're 10 men against Stafford and then 9 men against Whitby. We've actually had 5 sending offs in the last 6 games, which I think really it's cost us. That's something that we have to iron out and make sure that we take that out of our game.
Now, I'm not going to get you into trouble. I can say this. You don't have to agree or anything, Martin, but I thought the referee against Stafford was very, very interesting. He was very, very interesting. Anyway, so Buxton then. When I spoke to you in September, and obviously we spoke to you since, you were talking about how difficult it is to keep hold of players given where Buxton is geographically and all the footballing centres that are around that Derbyshire area. However, of late, when I saw you against Stafford, I saw Liam Hardy playing, and on the same day, I think there was rumours McGee was coming from Workington. So rather than losing players, it feels like Buxton are strengthening.
Yeah, and that's down to the chairman. To be honest, we've had 7-day approaches for probably 9 of our players, I think, this season. So this season, we've been able to, as I say, thanks to the chairman, we've been able to put a few of those lads on contracts and managed to keep hold of them, which in the past we've not been able to. And also this year, we've added Joe McGee and we've taken Liam on loan for a month, which which is a big boost for us. So hopefully we're getting stronger this year rather than weaker.
And you're gonna need to be stronger, aren't you? Because as I alluded to, the playoff and title race, it's awfully tight at the moment. There's four teams on 49 points. There's Whitby Town on 50. There's Workington on 48. It's so tight. What are you expecting now with regards to Buxton's performance? Because you do need to bounce back now, and it feels like there can't be too many slip-ups for any of the teams up at the top end.
Yeah. Our performances have been fine. I've not got any concern about our performances. What we do have to iron out, as I said earlier, is we've got to make sure that we don't go down to 10 men and so on. That's what's really cost us recently, and a little bit of bad luck. But in terms of our performances, I've not been too concerned. Sometimes you look at the result as opposed to looking at the performance, and like I say, I'm fully. Fully expecting our lads to bounce back, so I'm not too concerned at the moment.
And the matches where you need to bounce back: Warrington Town this weekend, and then next Saturday you've got that return match against Stafford Rangers. I thought the match against Stafford Rangers was superb, very tactical, the whole thing. It was two in and throw in as a match, and unfortunately, like you say, the sending off kind of ruined the game really. But the next two matches are very, very pivotal for the club.
Yeah, I mean, every game's crucial at the moment, as you say. They're all very, very close together. So if any of those clubs that you mentioned, and as you say, there's 14, 15 that can make the playoffs. If any of those teams have bad results, and if they go on a run, then they can push on in the league. So it can go either way. But at least we're in there at the moment, and you know, we will hopefully push on.
Well, Martin McIntosh, manager at Buxton, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show, and wish you all the best of luck. And I'm pretty sure over the coming months we'll have you back on when we're discussing playoff and title runnings and that kind of thing.
I hope so, Ben. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So a big thank you there to Martin McIntosh at Buxton for joining us on this week's show. Big, big matches for Buxton. They need to bounce back.
They do, yeah. And just going on to Martin, you know, for me, he's one of those managers that I'm very surprised someone in the National League North hasn't had a look at him. I think he's done a great job at Buxton. You know, you think the players who've gone through there, who've gone higher and been a success higher, he's done it on a reasonably small budget as well, which is fantastic. And I think Martin will go places eventually. And I think Buxton are, again, I probably sound like I'm overplaying it a bit, but I think they're one of the stories of the season for me, because they've lost some big players over the last couple of years, but they're still there or thereabouts.
They're getting them back, though. I mean, Liam Hardy's come back.
He has. Well, yes, maybe that's the secret of it. Well, I think it's always difficult, though, when you get a player back, because sometimes you think it's never going to be the same as it was the first time. Whereas Liam seems to be settling straight away. He's a good signing, you know. He was quite unlucky at Darlton, to be honest. I think maybe he should have been given more of a chance there. But he's back now, and he wouldn't rule out him firing them in the playoffs.
In sixth position at the moment is Rushall Olympic. We've got John Allen coming on next week's show. I've had it confirmed. And Rushall Olympic, they have slipped out of the player positions, but they are on 49 points, the same as a number of teams. They're only 1 point off second place. It is very, very tight. They're hosting Nantwich this weekend. And for my money, with the games in hand Nantwich have got, Nantwich have to win this, really, don't they, if they're going to go up the table?
Yeah, it won't be easy either, because it's a very difficult game. Nantwich are one of those sides that can do anything on the day, aren't they? I always enjoy watching them. They always try and attack. But you just don't know which Nantwich you're going to get. Is it going to be the one that will, you know, blow a team away? Or will it be the one that, I don't want to say it won't turn up, because that sounds really harsh. But will it be the sort of team that just won't get the result that you expect on the day? It's a tricky one, Nantwich, I agree, do have to win this one.
And in eighth position at the moment, 4 points from the player positions, is Grantham Town. Grantham Town are hosting Ashton United, and my personal congratulations to Adam Stevens at Grantham Town, who's proved, along with Alan Armstrong last week, that you can come on the show and get a win the next game. I always like that. So Grantham Town still up there, Mark, and doing rather well, and proper dark horses, I'm going to suggest, Grantham.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. By the way, your theory about coming on here and winning, I'm about to play five-a-side in about 20 minutes, so I'll hold you to that one. But yeah, I agree. Grantham, you know, again, another team who I don't think anyone saw them being where they are now. It is always a difficult place to go. You know, that pitch that is what feels like miles away from the stands. It always seems to be really cold. But Adam has put a young side together, a talented side who play good football, and I think they'll win this one. I really do. I think in the form they're in, with the confidence that they've got on the side, I can see them sneaking a win here.
Now, the next match combines relegation with the chase for the playoffs. It's Corby Town against Hensford Town. Hensford Town are in 10th position at the moment. They're on 43 points, 6 points from the playoffs, but they do have 2 games in hand over Buxton. Corby Town, we've said it, they've had a bit of an Indian summer, to say the least. It's not totally beyond them, but they do rely on snookers now. But this is a tough match.
It is a very tough game. Hensford, for me, one of the ones that I thought would be challenging for the title. I know they had a really poor relegation, but I thought they might recover from that, still have a very talented squad, still have a good young manager in place. But Corby, I hate to say that, I think they're gone, I think they could well be gone. It's relying on other teams, not picking up points. It's a tough one. Obviously, they were relegated last season as well. And another one that I thought may consolidate in the Evo stick, but just haven't done that. Maybe too many changes. Obviously, lost Tommy Wright as well, who's gone out and do a very good job in Nuneaton. So I think this one, I think it'll be an away win.
And just staying in the relegation spots, Ilkeston are travelling to Barwell this weekend. And as long as Ilkeston have got games in hand, there's always a chance, isn't there?
There always will be as well. And again, you just wonder if the lack of experience that they've got may cost them. Things seem to have improved a little bit, but is it enough? I'm not too sure. Barwell, for me, I really like Jimmy Gianelli. He seems to be a really good guy. Likes to, again, to play football in the right way. Likes his place, to be honest. And I get a lot of stuff from Barwell on non-league daily, and it always seems to be positive, no matter what the result is. And I like that attitude. And I think they might sneak this one as well.
They're a cracking club, they really are. And not just for the burgers. it doesn't get mentioned enough, the burgers.
mainly for the burgers.
Now, Frickle Athletic, they've had a very good weekend just gone. This weekend, they're travelling to Colville Town. There's a chance here, isn't there? They've got Clearwater at the moment of 6 points gap to the relegation spots with 2 games in hand over Sutton Coldfield and Corby, but they could really open up a gap here this weekend.
I've got to be honest, I think they're okay. They probably won't thank me for saying that, because, again, as I said earlier, my predictions aren't great. But I really think Frickley will be okay this season. Again, they've lost some big players, and there's some mainstays that they've had for a long time. But they've strengthened quite well, to be honest. The players that have gone have been replaced. I do think they'll stay up. I don't think they'll get dragged into anything this season. And I think they'll win this one.
And if Frickley do get a win this weekend, then Hills Owen get the unedifying task of being in that that chair with the ejector button just hovering over it. Hales Owen, we've been saying it for ages, haven't we, that they're going to be okay because they do have loads of games in hand. They're hosting Micklover Sports this weekend, and Micklover are going to be hurting.
Oh, majorly after last weekend. You never like to be beaten 7-1 in any game, but for it to happen on your own patch is a tough one to take. It's going to be a big ask for the players. You know, they're going to have to show what they're about. Are they going to recover? Are they going to, you know, show that it was just a one-off? Or will they be you know, wallowing in a bit of self-pity? It's an interesting one. I think Hailzone will win this one. You are right that there will be. It is that sort of, we're going to be okay. But eventually you've got to take some responsibility. And this is a game to do it. It's a game that could make sure they're okay. I think they'll win it, if I'm honest. I think they'll win quite comfortably in this one.
Now, just before you get your winter green on, Mark, just to add, there's one last fixture we've not covered yet. It's Marine against Stafford Rangers. The win got taken out of Stafford Rangers' sails last week, but it's the playoffs is still very doable. What do you reckon for this one here, Marine against Stafford Rangers?
Well, a quick one on Stafford Rangers as well. Just a congratulations to the club for becoming the first first Evo Stick club to have 10,000 through the gates this season. It's a fantastic achievement for a club that I think, again, are ready to kick on. Maybe need a couple of additions, but I think the playoffs are maybe just going to be a step too far. I think I might have said this last time. But what they've done this season is they've consolidated at a higher level. They've brought in some good players that will help them kick on, and they've got a base for next season when they can have a right good go at it. Marine, again, we always say every year that they're going to get dragged into it, and sometimes they do an escape. This year, I think, maybe has been a season of no dramas, which I think they'll quite like.
And on that note, Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily, a big thank you for joining us just before you go and exhibit some superb skills, I'm going to suggest, on a five-a-side pitch. Just before you go, though, a quick plug for the Non-League Daily. What's going on in the next few days or so on that delightful website?
Well, on Saturday, I'm actually off down to Lincoln for their FA Cup game against Brighton and Hove Albion, which should be a great day. We had a preview with Paul Foreman, is on the website at the moment, the Lincoln goalkeeper, talking about Chris Hughton, the Brighton manager. There's been a bit of a preview.
Get off the road. Go on.
there's been a bit of a preview of the FA Vars game between Team Solent and South Shields. I sat down with the South Shields managers, Graham Fenton and Lee Picton, to discuss that one. That's on there. And tomorrow I'll be speaking to Rory Diggin from Sutton United about their big game with Leeds. So it's a busy one. FA Cup previews and Vars previews. It's been a busy few days.
Well, Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily, a big thank you for joining us. Score a hat-trick from us, but don't break a leg. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Next week, we'll be returning to Stockport for this month's Evo Stick NPL show. But remember, in the meantime, you can follow the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old internet. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. Look out this week as well, because we've got this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show, pre-recorded live at Ramsbottom United, where we'll be hearing from the managers at Basford United, Leek Town, Drolsden and Clitheroe. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me this week, and a big thank you as well to the YouTube channels at Grantham Town, Frickle Athletic, Hensford Town, Spennymoor Town, Corby Town, as well as Whitby Town Radio. A big thank you to everyone for providing this week's interviews. But that's it for this week's show. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.